Dictation for Veronica. Shoot. S-C-H-U-T-T. November 1940. Addresses a letter. Dr. Stevelton. S-T-E-B-E-L-T-O-N. 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, follow up for Mrs. Shute, who has chronic kidney disease, diabetes, hypertension, AFib. Last visit in November. Diabetes appears to be not well controlled. We did a teleconference with son and a caregiver. Weight is stable around 202. She's hard of hearing, no vomiting, dysphagia. She blames diarrhea when she gets the Trulicity shot, Trulicity, once a week. There is incontinent of urine, but no infection, cloudiness, or blood. She uses a walker, but no recent falls. Presently, no edema. Denied chest pain palpitation syncope, has nocturia insomnia, stable dyspnea activity not at rest, review system negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight lisinopril, diltiazem, hydralazine, Lasix. She is anticoagulated with Xarelto. Next paragraph, her blood pressure 109.62. She's a large obese person. Hard of hearing, but the speech appears normal. I don't see gross respiratory distress. Next paragraph, chemistry from January, creatinine 1.6, which is better than baseline. That goes all the way up to 1.9. GFR will be 31. She will be a stage 3B, although her common kidney function is a stage 4. Electrolyte, acid-base, normal. Low albumin, normal calcium. Phosphorus, anemia 10.8, 1 plus of protein without blood in the urine. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3-4, no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis, no pericarditis, no evidence of increase of pulmonary edema. Next number, diabetic nephropathy. Next number, hypertension, presently in the low side. Next number, morbid obesity. Next number, atrial fibrillation anticoagulated. Next number, hard of hearing. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Clinically not symptomatic, no treatment. Next paragraph, continue chemistry on a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 or 5 months, end of dictation.